Hello, everyone. Good morning. Welcome back to the Learning to Fly podcast. As I was figuring out what I wanted to do with this and where I wanted to go with this platform, I was reminded that one or some or all of you really love my Nikita Gill episode, which doesn't have her as a guest, although if somebody can make that happen, I would love you forever because she's one of my dream guests. But it explores a wide variety of topics and writing styles, and it is definitely an episode that I'm glad is being revisited. In fact, this year alone, and this was one of my earlier episodes, it was listened to 100 times. That's kind of cool. That's a listen a day for a third of the year. Or just a really amazing friend to go back to. So, we're going to look at some more Nikita Gill poetry. And these, I do own all of her books, but these are all from Pinterest at random because she says so much in so little. And I really just want to share the work. I don't want to talk about each piece as a piece. So we're going to dive into it. And every poem you hear is from Nikita Gill. The first one, writers are dangerous people. Never take a writer for granted. They are snipers armed with words. They know how to aim with sentences, how to fire with paragraphs, and how to immortalize their kills in verse. Conversations with Persephone, an excerpt. I asked Persephone, how could you grow to love him? He took you from flowers to a kingdom where not a single living thing can grow. Persephone smiled. My darling, every flower on your earth withers. What Hades gave me was a crown made for your immortal flowers and my bones. Two, tiny stories. No one warns little girls how boys with such pretty eyes who smell like smoke, who taste like rain, who talk like silver are reasons beyond tear-soaked pillows, half-finished poems, and so many sad dreams. The dance. I will not have you without the darkness that hides within you. I will not let you have me without the madness that makes me me. If our demons cannot dance, neither can we. Wolf and flame. The people who consider you weak have not yet noticed the wolf hiding behind your eyes, nor the flames inside your soul. Let them think you are weak, and do what wolves and fire do best. Surprise them when they least expect it. You are hope in a human being. I want you to remember this more than anything in the whole world. No one who ever hurt you, who betrayed you, who never apologized for the pain they have caused you is worth your mental health, a place in your heart, or the taste of acid on your tongue when you speak their name. What they do deserve is erasure, being forgotten, being totally inconsequential while you pursue every hope and dream you ever had in your mind or heart. Take every person who lessened your shine and bury their memory without mercy under glow of everything that makes you who you are. And who you are right now, in this moment, is a living, breathing example of how you can survive hell and still keep shining. Conversations with the Sun God. I have been speaking with the Sun God lately, about you, and about me, and about how your love for me is like Icarus's for him. I mentioned grieving. I mentioned sadness. I mentioned loss. And he sighs and says, "But people like us have always burned the ones we love. I wonder if there is a place in your heart I used to have that has slowly become a wound instead of where I burned through to get out. Apollo reminds me how Icarus was the only mortal to ever try to touch him. He was the only mortal who ever dared to love him. I look away because I understand, even if I am no god. Sometimes we hurt the people we love most. Not because we want to, but because no one has ever dared to come this close. No one ever truly wants to see someone else, their frayed soul. Apollo still carries Icarus's heart, all he could rescue him from, the water. And I still carry every happy memory of what we were, all I could rescue from the wreckage of where we pulled us apart." Muse, you asked me what you mean to me. My darling, you are my poetry. A girl, an ocean. You watch her walk away, and it hits you that she is an entire ocean, and you were wrong, so very wrong, because you let her go, thinking she was just a girl. Cities, ruins, and you. New York City was built from the wartime ruins of English cathedrals and libraries and home. Rome was created again from what was left of it after it had burned to nothing but ashes. New Delhi is still standing, a gorgeous amalgamation of old and new history after thousands of years of war. And these are simply cities. So what makes you believe that you, with the healing force of the universe behind you, cannot rebuild yourself powerfully from the wreckage? That you cannot rise like a phoenix from the ashes they left you in? That you will not become something more pristine from your ruins, too. And I'd like to pause here to shout out someone amazing, and then we'll be back with more Nikita Gill poetry at random, and of course our outro. So, ads here on the Learning to Fly podcast are not ads because someone has paid me to talk about their product. They are ads because I believe in whatever it is I'm about to tell you. And today, there is no more deserving cost of our conversation, our add space, so to speak, then reminding you that as we end the year, there are a million ways to do good. And there are a million ways to give, to receive, to accept. And there is always a real, true charity championing a cause that is important to you. However, it's up to you to do the research and figure out what that charity might be, and sometimes what the cause might be as well. So, if you've been around, you know some of my favorites are the Academy of American Poets through poets.org, To Write Love on Her Arms at TWLOHA.org, the Children's Hospital's Miracle Network, and of course, NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month. So if you're struggling to decide on a cause to support monetarily or sharing or talking about or attending a function or whatever it may be, check out one of these. And if none of those align with your heart, then I encourage you to go find out what does and let us know. Okay, so that's today's ad. It's a weird one, but I think it works. Let's get back to the poetry. As we come back, there's a poem, a Nikita Gill one, of course, that moves me to tears every time I read it. I'm getting ready to tear just talking about it. It is an important poem for generations to come. It's a poem that generations before probably had from a different voice, and if not, they needed it. And this is what I want to start this segment off with. So, Fairy Tales by Nikita Gill. They won't tell you about how Red Riding was the wolf, or Snow White went back to kill the queen, or that Cinderella's stepfamily mysteriously disappeared after she became queen. They are afraid to tell you, to let you know that Aurora woke up screaming because a strange man was kissing her without her consent. Or how Ariel had no problem killing the two-timing prince and restoring herself to the sea. The fairy tales we should tell our daughters should be about strong women with real flaws and incredible qualities. Let's raise girls who don't just wait to be rescued, but take destiny in their own hands and charge to battle dragons and to their enemies. I named us grief. I call us part dread, part song, part story, part wrong. We built our castles in each other out of splintered spine and blood. We met in grief. We're held together by its mud. Took crowns made of bones, placed it on each other's heads. We loved each other with fragments of ourselves that were dead. This is why we couldn't rely on the promises that we spoke. Perhaps in a different time, I would have named us hope. Perhaps in a different universe, we would not meet so battle-worn, and I would call us forgiveness and not remember us as a war. Pretty is a lie. What if I told you the word pretty is a skin-deep six-letter prison that they put you in? They say, if you lost some weight, you'd be so pretty. They say if your skin was clearer, you'd be so pretty. But what they really mean is if only you looked like the mass-produced ideal, you'd be so pretty. Let me tell you a secret they do not want you to know. Nothing about you is pretty, nor will it ever be so. You see, pretty is too small and simple a word to capture the exquisitely complex human phenomenon that you are. Every atom of you was plucked in the quiet cosmic moments between supernova and stars. A carefully chosen palette of your skin, your eyes, your muscles, and your bones from sunsets and skies. So when they tell you about how pretty you could be, if only, cut them off and say pretty is nor your worth or value nor something you've ever aspired to be. If I ever have a daughter, I will love her like she is prayer incarnate. Raise her to believe that her goodness is enough, that she is already a glowing amber god, that the vivid embers that glitter in her eyes come from the goddess Hestia's divine fire, and her diamond spine was created in Hephaestus's volcano forge. And I swear I will shatter this earth like Hera herself if it dares to teach her the same shame, the violence and constant self-doubt it taught me instead of loving my own worth. And if she ever asks me what she can be, I will tell her anything you want. You are already a god. The more of these I read, the more I realize not only am I a fan of Nikita Gill, but there's a reason you guys keep going back to that episode. And I'm 100% with you. And I hope this is another episode that you'll come back to. And again, if anybody can get me in touch with Nikita and get her on this podcast, that would be incredible. Yeah, that would be incredible. And Nikita, if somehow you're hearing this, I have all your books. I love when you talk with other authors like Amanda Lovelace and Tristan Mathier and Ian Thomas. And you are incredible and your poetry is beautiful. And the world needs more people like you in other mediums. And now that we've detoured, got a couple more poems for you, all from Nikita Gill. Sorry. I am sorry someone loved you badly and that they made you feel like you take up more space than you deserve. I am sorry they abandoned you when you needed them most, and it has made you believe that love is an awful thing that hurts. The real monsters. Our mothers tell us there are no monsters under our beds or hidden inside our closets, but they don't warn us that sometimes monsters come dressed as people that claim to love you more than they love the sun, more than the sun loves the moon. Sorry, the font on that one was a little strange. flame truths. And you will meet people who are safer loved from a distance and dangerous to love up close. Like the flames you loved as a child. Like the fire that taught you pain. Show me your soul. Show me the most damaged parts of your soul, and I will show you how it still shines like gold. Magical, wild thing. She's the kind of girl who would rather be magical to you than belong to you. And I think the last one I want to end with, this is the space between. You carry both lightning and thunder in that space between your bones and soul. Become the storm you are hiding from. A hurricane does not run from the rain. Alrighty, guys. Thank you so very much for joining me on this episode of the Learning to Fly podcast. I hope that you have enjoyed it as much as I have. I hope that this is one we all come back to. And I hope you appreciate that this one was family friendly, because that's hard for me to do. Happy holidays. Have a beautiful day. And I'll see you again tomorrow for another episode of Learning to Fly. Man, that hasn't felt so good to say yet. That was good. Alrighty. Thank you for real. I'll see you again tomorrow.